Yeah, I think the work rate as well. I think, you know, goals win matches, all right, but I thought the work rate of the team in the first half against the wind made a big difference. I think we built up a 5-point lead, which we just didn't manage to keep. But look, any win over here, I think, is a good win. But considering that we did it probably having lost two of our more influential players, two county players with black cards, you know, somebody, other people had to stand up. And I thought the younger group today did that. So today was, I would say, a commercial performance rather than any individual, thank God.
Aldo Matassa and Michael Quinlivan, those men with those black cards, they came at crucial stages, and Tyr Cunningale's threw a lot at your defence after that, but crucially your defence stood firm.
Our defence have been excellent all year. We haven't conceded more than 8 or 9 scores in every match. We knew if we kept it to that today we'd also win the match, and we did that. Our experience in the team is in the back line. Our speed, pace and immaturity is in the forward line, in the middle of the field, inexperience, and they're growing up. But defensively it's the bedrock of the team, and again today we didn't concede a goal. We had one, probably two shots in goal that Jake dealt with really very well, so no issues at all today.
1-5-6 at half-time, and then Pádraig Lerman got that goal early in the second half, and that was really the road to victory at that stage.
It was, and Pádraig Lerman's been an exceptional sub for us all year. He's probably got to the point now where he's super sub and maybe going against him starting matches, but he's a guy that's able to come in and kick on the minute he comes in. Now, you've got to also realise that 8 or 9 of those boys were doing exams all week, some of them as late as yesterday evening. Pádraig Lerman finished an exam at 5 o'clock yesterday evening, flew over to London, and that was his performance. So they're getting to the stage where they're able to match their, you know, their work, their college and their football.
And the club, pretty hectic times. Munster Club of the Year tonight, and your chairman and secretary, I don't think we're here today.
Yeah, our secretary is here, our chairman isn't, but as we said, one of the points we made, I suppose, leading into this, we do want to be picking up that award tonight as losers. You know, that's very important, and there's a bit of, I suppose, you know, people wanting to be what we are, show that we are a proper team, and not give away the opportunity to play Ballyboden in the semi-final.
And on that semi-final against Ballyboden, they were first-time Leinster champions last week. Obviously, yourselves as first-time Munster champions, two teams into their first All-Ireland semi-final now. It's even, Stephen, enough.
I wouldn't think, no. I watched their match last weekend. I was at it with Port Leash. Quality of the match was excellent. It was a really top class, and everybody would say a top class club match, good as any inter-county match. So we have a lot of work to do to get up to Ballyboden standard. I mean, there's some quality marquee players who are on top form. I mean, they'll have a lot of work done between now and February. And the other side of it is, I think any semblance of our sort of being a kind of a dark horse is gone. I think, you know, everybody now expects us to be there. So look, it's going to be a cracking game, but look, all we want to find out in that match is, you know, what our standard is, how good we are, and I'm sure we'll try our best against Ballyboden.